Look at what this is going to require. This is going to require that you look for and be aware of the qualities they bring to this congregation. Because I would imagine that there are some of you that are sitting there thinking, that sounds good, Joe. That sounds like a great challenge. But I'll tell you what, there are some people here I just don't know that much about, and I couldn't say much about them. And therefore, I couldn't tell you whether or not they're of a value to us or not. Technically, I know they are. And the Word simply describes and shows us that they are. So you're preaching the truth about this, but I don't know enough about them to know what asset they bring to this congregation. If that's the case, then make some changes in your life to get to knowing those that you're not sure of with regard to what they bring to the table of this congregation. To be aware of them. To see what their assets are. They may not be things that jump out at you, but they're there. And they're a blessing to us. And it's our responsibility to know them for the blessing they are to us. And it's our responsibility to be encouraging them as blessings to us. It's not mine, by myself. It's not my responsibility to stand before you and always talk about or suggest to you this idea of everybody is needed within the congregation. I think I have a responsibility as the preacher to remind us of that, but it doesn't stop here is what I'm saying. It goes to each member. So I would hope that you would recognize and accept this challenge. And it may be that we're going to take this challenge on for a month or two to get around to everybody. But accept the challenge. Hold my feet to the fire of the challenge. I will tell you that if you hold my feet to the fire, I will hold your feet to the fire. But hold my feet to the fire anyhow. That we might encourage one another as members. Let's get back to where I was reading. And if I can remember exactly where. I think it was 22, but if it was, yeah, it was starting at 22. No, much the rather, these members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. I did read that. 23, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor, and our unpresentable parts have greater modesty. But our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And if I, in verse 23, if I said presentable where it's unpresentable, please forgive me, but I think that's what I did. And verse 26 says, and if one member suffers, all members suffer with it. So what Paul is getting at are two things. One, we need to recognize the value of everybody among us. But in recognizing the value of everyone among us, then when those individuals have problems and they suffer, we feel the suffering. But if we don't recognize each other and what we bring to the table, we're not going to have that sense when they're suffering that we can be of any value to them. You know, when you think about this idea of the body and the complicated organism that God created here, it does carry over to the local congregation. There are complicated personalities here. There are very few people here that are just kind of what you see is what you get. In fact, there isn't anybody here that's that. There are layers to each and every one of us. And we need to know each other and the various layers we bring. Some people are grinning about the idea of layers to each and every one of us, because it's true. There are many layers to Joe Shane, but there are many layers to you. Take the time to get to know the layers of Joe Shane. And I'll take the time to get to know the layers of each and every one of you. That's what we do as part of the body, as used in this passage. Let's read a couple of verses here. Over in Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 3 through 8. But I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or if ministry, let us use it in ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Paul makes the same point to the Romans. And of course, we already talked about 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. So we as members have a responsibility to fulfill our functions within this congregation. Now, the passage that I'm going to use is Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and we recognize that in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, much of that has to do with, again, the sense of the universal church. But notice what he says in 16 and 17, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things to Him who is head, the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effect of working by which every part does its share, causes the growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. You know what I like about that passage? I like the fact that it is emphasizing there that not only on a universal sense is that going to be applicable, but it is reminding us that it comes down to the local sense as well. The body is going to be strengthened by the strong members doing what you can to strengthen the weaker members. Don't assume, because I'm going to reverse this to make sure you don't assume this. Don't assume that if somebody comes and appears to be trying to strengthen you, it's because they perceive you to be a weaker member. Now here's the flip that's not going to let you do that. If you're a weaker member, my encouragement is for you to go to stronger members and do what you can to strengthen them. And therefore, when somebody comes to you, you won't know whether they're coming to you because you think that they think you're weak, or because they're weak and think you can strengthen them. So we're all in it together, trying to strengthen each other, trying to encourage the local congregation in its many functions and in its many purposes. Those are the things I want to share with you tonight. Other things I wanted to share with you would take it beyond the time that I want to allot for the lesson. So we're just going to stop early tonight. And we're going to go to our songbooks and get ready for an invitation. There may be somebody in the audience tonight that's not a part of the body of Christ. And by that I mean the universal church. Admission into the body of Christ, universal, is different than admission into the local congregation, as I've been using the term body accommodatively from 1 Corinthians 12. Your entrance into this congregation is because you're a Christian,